Welcome back, everyone, to the Oregon Medical Marijuana Business Conference. Joining me at the table, we have Cece Stanton from U.S. Debit Services. Hi, Cece.
Hi.
How are you doing for this conference?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. I see Scottsdale, Arizona.
That's where our home office is based out of, but okay. We actually service all of the states that are in medicinal mode at this time.
Okay. So U.S. Debit Services, I imagine this has to do with the fact that the legal marijuana businesses in this country are being refused banking services. Is that where you guys come in?
We come in on the part of being able to supply a cash alternative for the dispensaries.
Like ATMs?
So, yeah, like an ATM, but we are more of a cashless ATM is what we call ourselves. So basically, you will have a terminal at your point of sale at your dispensary.
Uh-huh.
Your customers and your patients are allowed to swipe their cards, their debit cards, just as they would if they went to an ATM to take out money.
Okay.
There's a small convenience charge to the customer, and then the cash is electronically transferred from their account to yours.
Oh, okay, so this means, unlike most situations where I have to go to the dispensary, hit the ATM, get the cash out, give it to them, they take the cash, eventually put it somewhere.
Right.
We're just going to avoid the whole cash part.
We're avoiding the whole cash part, and it creates a lower risk for the dispensaries because they don't have all this cash on hand. The banks love it because they don't have all these cash deposits. Now they have, electronic deposits. You see a return, a lot quicker. And you don't have to worry about, the management or the employees having to take cash to the bank. And, the whole process of that it can be exhausting. And a lot of banks don't like all this cash. It's too much cash for these banks to hold, the ones that are the ones that are accepting cannabis businesses to be part of their bank. So that's another problem with the system, is it's a lot of cash on hand for the banks as well, and a lot of banks don't have the manpower to create the reports that are required by the government in order to track the monies.
Gotcha. Now, is this a service that you guys came up with in response to the cannabis industry, or is it something you've been offering previous that you've now tailored to the cannabis industry?
No, actually, this is critiqued directly for the cannabis industry. So we actually just started U.S. Debit Services a year ago. And so we found that there was a niche in the market and a hole in the whole thing, because Visa and MasterCard aren't going to sponsor any of this. They don't back any of this because technically it's illegal to use a Visa MasterCard credit card to purchase cannabis with.
Okay,
so that's why those big banks and Visa, MasterCard, Amex, that's why none of them are involved in this. So this strictly is looked at as a more efficient way of transferring funds, just electronically.
When I have a debit card, though, it usually has a MasterCard or Visa logo on it. How does that not affect the debit side of things?
Right, because the way that the system operates, like I said, it operates more on the ATM basis. It operates more as a cashless ATM.
MasterCard and Visa aren't seeing a charge for something marijuana related. They're just seeing a cash transfer.
They're seeing an ATM withdrawal on your side as the customer. It'll show up on your bank's end as an ATM withdrawal.
Okay.
And then on the merchant side, it's put in as an electronic deposit. So there is no credit transaction. There's no credit being held.
And
it's simply a funds transfer.
And there's no paperwork of it being about marijuana.
Right.
Other than the vendor that's being paid.
Yeah, and we recommend that as the merchant, as the retailer, we recommend that you're working with a bank that's fully disclosed of what you're doing and knows the business operations that you're in.
Okay.
Because it's very important that they know we're not in it for a shell game.
Okay.
We don't want that. And we don't play in that arena.
Okay.
So if there's somebody that's operating under the auspices of a shell corporation and they're not giving their full identity to their bank, then that's somebody that we probably wouldn't work with.
Gotcha.
Now,
you mentioned that you're active in all the states that have medical dispensaries. Is this something also offered to the legal states and their pot shops?
Yeah, on the recreational side of things, the processing company that handles all of this is not comfortable with that level yet, but at this time...
That's probably because the feds have, kind of gone hands-off on medical.
Right, and that's the thing is, because of the federal requirements and restrictions, they're still kind of playing the game as as, you know, we want to be safe going into this, and we want to make sure we take the right steps forward, because we don't want to take two steps back a year from now.
Sure.
You know, and we want our consumers, our customers, those that we're servicing, we want to make sure that they are getting the full and upfront trust from us as well. We don't, you know, we don't want to say, we don't want to make them promises that we can't keep either.
Gotcha. So, Cece from U.S. Debit Services, and if people want to get in touch with you, because it sounds like a service a lot of folks can use, how do they find you?
We're located on the web at usdebitservices.com, and then we also have a toll-free number at 855-749-6121.
All right. Cece Stanton, thank you so much for helping these businesses and, you know, helping keep them safe, the community safe, by avoiding these cash-only places that are such attractive robbery targets.
Yes.
You're doing a real valiant service here. We really could use it. Thank you so much.
Appreciate that. Thank you.